American Airlines has halted all flights in the U.S. due to what they're calling a technical issue. And I just counted at Charlotte Douglas Airport to our west, 53 flights delayed through 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, and this is the one thing we did not want to have happen. Because during the busy 2 weeks of the holiday travel season, Christmas, New Year's, you've got the 20th, which is last Friday, through about the 2nd of January, where we're hoping for several things. No big-time weather issues. No airline shortages of staff. We need all hands on deck. You want the FAA control towers. You want everybody to be operating with as little shortages as possible. You want the TSA frontline to be doing their job, because all of this has to work for us to be able to pull it off. And then what do you have now is American Airlines grounding their flights over this technical issue. We had this with Southwest, you and I talked about a couple of years ago, when during the Christmas holidays, boom, everything got grounded. So the issue from the operation side is that if you have an airplane with 138 people and you have to now find seats to accommodate those if they've missed their flight as far as the connection, there's no place to put them. Everything is full. And if you've got this family of five over here that's trying to make it to a certain destination, to try to find five seats on the same flight that you can get all of them accommodated on the same time, it's a challenge. I'm really feeling for a lot of the American Airlines frontline people, and I really hope this thing gets fixed and fast.
Let's get to some other topics now. There was a passenger, Jay, that faked an injury so he could board early, and it backfired once they got on the plane.
Yeah, this is a United flight, Pittsburgh to Chicago. This guy, he's lying the whole time. He approaches the gate agent during pre-boarding and says he needed to board early because he has a knee injury. Okay, so he talks his way on board, and I'm sure he's feeling really good about himself. It's assigned seats, so it's not like open seating, but he wanted to board before everybody else. So he takes his seat on the airplane, which is an exit row seat.
Mm.
And this is when karma arrived, because a flight attendant walked up to him and said, "I'm sorry, sir, you're not allowed to sit in the exit row per the FAA regulations because of the fact that you've got an injury that might prevent you from being able to, you know, do what needs to be done in the emergency row exit." And obviously he's like, "Oh, no. It's not really that bad." She goes, "I'm sorry. You have to move to another seat, a smaller seat, one that didn't have as much leg room." And I'm sure the crowd went wild. Not that anybody was watching, but that's what you... I mean, he's just trying to board a few minutes early before everybody else, and now on his Pittsburgh to Chicago flight, he's sitting into a smaller seat. Will it teach him a lesson? We can hope so.
It's karma for sure. What about this man that got booted out of first class because a service dog needed the seat?
He gets on the flight. He's sitting in the bulkhead, so he's in the window seat. The seating configuration for Delta's 2 and 2. So he gets in to row one. He's going to be seated in D, and he looks over, and there's a man in the aisle seat, and there's this great big dog in front of his seat. Well, that's when the flight attendants and the gate agent said, "I'm sorry, we can't allow you to sit in first class because of this man's large service dog, so you're going to have to sit in coach." So they boot him out of first class. He's like, "Wait a minute, I'm a big-time frequent flyer," and he was. And they didn't seem to care, and obviously they don't care. Delta has kind of dropped the ball on customer service so much over the years, it's almost a non-story. But this guy, this story went viral. He took a picture of the dog, and it's big, and it's just sitting there right in front of his seat, plenty of room. But when it comes to disability and any of the things like this with service animals, the airlines are always going to err on the side of caution. They're always going to put that situation before any of their passengers. And in this case, it cost the guy his first-class seat, and he had to sit and coach.
Jay, for those maybe not on American, but on other airlines that are traveling this holiday season, what's your advice to them?
You know, get to the airport early, 2 hours before departure, be walking in the door. Make sure you reconfirm your reservation. The airlines have a way to get a hold of you. If you got the Apple, you know, AirTags, drop in your checked luggage so you can keep track of where it goes, that's great. Put a copy of your itinerary in to your suitcase right before you close it. That way, if all the tags come off and they need to open it up, right there's your itinerary, your name, and it shows where you're at. The other thing is making sure if you've not flown in a while, go to TSA.gov, check out their video. It reacquaints you with some of the changes that may have taken place there. And really just be as patient as you can. Once you get to the airport, get through to the TSA as quickly as possible. That way there's no slowdown, and get to the gate. And, you know, hopefully everything will go on time. It's we don't know how much of an issue this American Airlines mess is going to be, but hopefully it'll get resolved soon. And obviously those people are going to be impacted more than anybody today and probably this week, because if this goes on for several hours, you're talking about days to get everybody to their destination.
I would ask what our hub delays are today. I imagine Charlotte's going to be one of them and probably several others too.
Yeah, you know, but I concentrate on the weather ones, and it's San Francisco, New York, and Boston. But you're right. If we start talking about American, then throw Chicago into the mix, although those are going to be delayed flights as a mechanical delay would be because of the issue with the computers. But, yeah, I mean, look at all the hubs around there. And the longer that those flights sit idle, the more that the other airlines at those airports are not going to have any problem taking off at, you know, Chicago and Miami and some of the others because of the fact that there's going to be a reduced number of flights.
That's a really good point. James, I'll let you go. Where can our listeners contact you if they've got a problem with their airline?
JRatliff.com. That's my business website. I teach people how to trade stocks. But far more importantly, if you're battling the airlines and they're really giving you a hard time, reach out to me through that website, and I will, as quickly as my time allows, get back with you so that we can do battle together to make sure the airlines do what they're supposed to.